Hey, and this is June the 16th. Listen, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Rust Izdar. Shatter the Darkness. Last week, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Revelation 6. We dealt with the white horse, the red horse, the black, and the pale, each of which the horse and the rider represent, well, catastrophic, global impacting events. This is the revelation of God. This is, from the scroll in the hand of God, opened only by... well, the Lamb of God. Let me say the remote viewers and to the psychics, no one of you can touch this. This is sovereign revelation, actual future history. It deals with, the events that will occur, all contingencies considered. All the choices, all the events, all the decisions, everything is considered. What we have laid out before us in the book of Revelation, the Apocalypse Jesu Christu, the prophecy, is the book of Revelation. And starting in chapter 4, it's all about the future. By the time you get to chapter 6, you begin to see the scroll that's written on inside and out, sealed. No one else can access this. No one else can touch this. Nostradamus has never seen it. Edgar Cayce has never peered into it. Not even hell itself has been able to crack it. You read Revelation 5 and you see that there is one, the same one who died on the cross, now has the ability, the right, and is worthy. Here is the center of the revelation. The authority, the right, to be able to open the seven seals. Seals 1, 2, 3, and 4, white horse. The unprecedented rise of satanic presence. The development of the spirit of Antichrist. The coming birth and rise of the Antichrist regime. And the eventual, actual apocalypse of the man of lawlessness. That is all in the picture of the white horse bent on conquest. The red horse, Pyros, fiery. Well, here is the chaos before the New World Order. Here is the unleashing, the hell on earth unleashed, and the butchery. And let me say now, this involves the targeted elimination of believers worldwide. In the chaos, as the old occultists, like Alice Bailey has said, under the direct guidance of a demonic ascended master, that a cleansing would occur among those who believe in Jesus Christ and cling to the Word of God, that they would have to either give way, give sway, yield to, give into the spirit of Antichrist, or be cleansed. Annihilation. Now, that is connected to the fifth seal, which we'll talk about tonight. The black horse, of course, dealing with after the chaos, after the collapse, after all that has occurred, the scarcity of food, economics, the control of food chain and money and who can buy and how much it's going to cost and the severity, and the black horse would bring with it the concept of doom and fear. Yet that doesn't end the beginnings of globalism. Then there's the pale horse, the sickly-looking pale horse, a pictorial revelation. Revelation in, dramatic form that represents the almost near death of the entire world. Jesus spoke about that in Matthew 24, that unless he cuts the day short, no flesh would be left. Death is riding Hades. That's right, the afterlife, Hades. And the connection then to one-fourth of the earth and the dying by, war in this case, famine in this case, plague, chemical warfare, whatever it may be, will cause also death. And the beasts of the earth, the word connected with the Old Testament, and it more points to Nephilim crossbreed tribes or demonized tribes the idea of the real troops of Antichrist. Not so much that giraffes and elephants go wild, but in the book of Revelation, in both cases of the Antichrist and the false prophet, beast is used of the hybrid, the demonized, the ones working in sheer satanic power. And that is also, I believe, a glimpse into the possibilities. If you study the Old Testament, when some of the Nephilim-oriented tribes or demonized tribes would come to attack Israel, called wild beasts or beasts. Paul talks about this in the book of Corinthians, about fighting wild beasts in Ephesus, where the goddess Diana, where the riot, where there was a literal spiritual mounting of the city and a unleashing of persecution against believers. Tremendous spiritual warfare in the city. And a connection, too. By the way, in Nashville, the temple, Artemis, Diana, you can go and look and see what looks like a representation of actual Nephilim. I walked into that place and looked up high to see the giant in that temple in Nashville. I wonder, who brought that temple to that location? While I was there on the inside, I could feel darkness and its encroaching presence. I also wondered what kind of rituals would go on in that place during the night. Nashville folks might want to pray about that exposure and do some investigation. But when it deals with the beasts of the earth, well, I believe that involves what underground satanic chosen ones have told me for years, as they've been developed now for over 50 years. Some list their numbers in the millions as sleepers, as prepared. Have you ever seen one of them programmed, demonized, come to the surface and go wild? Like a beast. Supernatural strength and a fury and a bloodlust and a hatred of God and of believers. So when you see the four horsemen of the book of Revelation and the worldwide impact, oh, you say you feel it in the air, you have been listening to conspiracy for some time. Well, let me tell you right now, the only place that you're going to find the clearest, broadest, detailed, accurate, infallible, irrevocable insight that is predicted, and as in the past, will be explicitly, fulfilled in every detail of the prophecies. Four horsemen speak more of the events with the spiritual backdrop. Globalism, as you are looking at it and fighting against it and praying against it and monitoring it, please understand that it will not break out fully, completely, and thoroughly until the chaos and the breaking out of the man of lawlessness. 2 Thessalonians 2. Now, there's a reason. We talked about this last week. The restrainer that God has in place. I will say it again. With all of my heart, I believe that the dark side, the globalists, the shadow government, shadow military, the troops of Antichrist, the powers that have been unleashed to fuel and prepare are bulging at the seams, waiting for the call. And that call cannot be issued, cannot be unleashed. The red horse itself, and the fullness literally of the white horse's activity, until the restrainer is removed. Then you shall see all hell unleashed, unprecedented, unequaled burst of satanic presence in the world. Oh yes, masqueraded to the world, a planetary spiritual wave, the very thing that millions of New Agers and others believe that is coming. A spiritual evolution to human consciousness. Transgenics involved? Probably. who are the beasts of the earth that will be involved in the slaughtering, the killing of 1/4 of humankind in the world. Well, tonight, we will now move to the fifth seal. The Four Horsemen you can get at shatterthedarkness.net. Scrolling down a little ways under Preemption Broadcast, you can get the full series of last week there in the archives. Want to say to everybody, welcome tonight. This is Russ Dizdar if you are brand new. Shatterthedarkness.net is the website if you want to take a look there and see the many things that are offered. We will be listing on that website constantly, literally every day, adding new things and giving you the updated information. Monday night, we got a call just before the show, and the radio station had gone down, and we were told we would not be able to get on. Steve Quayle on Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Survive to Thrive Radio Network. That is his. And I am the guest host on Tuesday night, but this Tuesday, he had vital economic and the financial collapse issues coming in to talk about, and he brought that on Tuesday night. We're back here Wednesday night, the 16th of June. Can't believe that half of it's already gone. 2010, not too far away from 2012, and here we are. Here we are in a one-hour session that has been saturated in prayer, where you may engage the Spirit of God depending on who you are. You may be a believer spoken to in your heart, in your life. Hold your Bible, get it open, get ready, take a look, always examine Scripture upon Scripture upon Scripture. Then there are those that are remote viewers and psychics and New Agers and even you Satanists and Luciferians and some of those that are the sleeper assassins that are up monitoring. We've met some of you. We've listened to the demons scream in the context of exorcism. How they hate God. How they hate believers in Christ. How they revel in human blood. As predicted by the infinite, uncreated, eternal Spirit of God, spiritual manifestation on the demonic side is literally unprecedented. Only those who do not have the Spirit of God or those who are believers but asleep, grieving the Spirit of God, do not know, cannot feel the spiritual temperature, do not see. Oh, so many are surviving, so many are hanging on, and you see the catastrophic, well, biblically proportionate events in the last, what they call the decade from hell, and the tsunami, and 9/11, and the shooters, and so many things that have occurred across the board. Globalism, the internet, communications worldwide, all eyes, Iran, Israel, North Korea, rise of Russia, China's empowerment economically, what it desires, a world that seems to be disintegrating, and those that live in the United States, you feel the, well, destabilization and the encroaching masquerade and power of globalism. Where believers can sit back and simply wait, only demonstrating what Jesus talked about in Him giving the talents, the abilities. God does not want you to bury His power, grace, might, message. Paul said it in the face of the emperor worship, blood cults, and military and political might of Rome. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation for everyone. And that includes you listening now or by the archives. Listen, thousands and thousands of you are downloading the archives. And I want to say that I believe, again, by the providence of God, if you're a believer in Christ, yes, I would ask your prayers for all that we're doing. I thank you for those who have sent in notes to let us know. I know that by the thousands, so many listen. And you connect the dots in listening to all the others. But I still need to say to you, And I think the Word of God has made it very clear. Take up the cross. Deny yourself and follow Christ. The safest place, the most powerful place, the right place, the most fruitful place is being clothed in the power of God, being compelled by the love of God to reach the world and do the mission of God. God's not done with this world. God's not done with his mission. Not until Christ returns. You can read about it, 2 Peter chapter 3. The reason for the patience of God, the salvation of souls. And so you and I are to be ablaze for God and reaching the world no differently than the early believers, Peter, Stephen, Philip, Paul, and others. May I give to you Mark's Gospel 16:20? May I give to you Romans chapter 16, verse 25, 26, 27? God has a global mission. Jesus has said it clearly in the context of revealing last day events. He will not return until that gospel is presented and given to every tribe, nation, language, people, group around the world. So don't sit there fruitless. In the glorification of the saints, will you stand before Christ as a faithful servant? Will you regret that you did not win souls, that you did not fight for the lost, that you did not fight in your culture? Will you regret that you gave room for the work of the enemy and all the precursors? Listen, in America today, we're seeing the precursors all around the world. There's persecution in the Philippines, China, Russia, all the Arabic countries against believers in Christ. And don't forget the Sudan. Don't forget Sudan, where hundreds of thousands of believers have been slaughtered, killed, burned, maimed, hacked, killed, you know. We're not living in a day in which all the media shows everything. I would encourage you, in the context of the revelation of the fifth seal, of the infinite, infallible revelation of God, of the accurate things that are going to come. If you're a believer in Christ, this refers to you. Now, listen for chosen ones, satanically that is, those that claim to be the troops. Here's where they're going to revel. Here's where they're going to literally, the demonic inside is going to cheer in their coming targeted attack against believers everywhere. That's what the fifth seal is all about. And we will take about 40 minutes in going into what John, by the hand of God, saw the souls beneath the altar, what it means when it says slain, and why in the world now does the Spirit of God give us the Greek word despot in referring to the glorified and soon coming Christ. That's how the slain, the martyrs, cry out to God. Oh, the martyrs will know. This has not yet occurred, but will. This will occur in the context of the bursting out of the chaos, the red horse, and the butchery when peace is taken from the totality of the earth. When there is a causing, a making, anybody studying the book, The Black Awakening, and seeing the insight to the undergrounders and what they have been saying for years, connecting the dots to so many other of the occult preparations. Oh yeah, that's right. The dark side does prepare even those in the New Age and those that are now engaging the grid, the field, the Akashic records, the unconscious, the collective unconscious, as they call it. As they, you know, embrace the energy, power, experiences, and events and voices of dark, finite, seducing, the Greek word, planos, spirits. Check it out in the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Got to take 2 minutes here to tell you before we go into the 40 minutes on the fifth seal. You know that this program, Shatter the Darkness, does not have commercial products for sale. Does not have commercials that involve that kind of thing or sponsors. we have come to the end of the gift of this program that Steve Quayle has given to us and has backed and has financed. The end of this program, the financing for it, will end the end of June, about 15 days away. And so we are going to be adding to all of our broadcast podcasts because we desire to be out here live and actually even broaden what we do. We have those kind of requests and those kind of desires. Let me tell you something that we've seen the listenership across the board, including the weekend programs and podcasts and courses, go into the hundreds of thousands to where in this year, 2010, estimated now, 1,600,000 downloads of these one-hour, radio programs, podcasts, broadcasts, teachings, courses, materials, conference materials will have been downloaded, listened to in over 70 countries of the world with people that have gotten saved, people that have come to Christ, many who've written that got their life right with Christ, those who've come out of occultism, and many of you that have written of your appreciation. We desire to do the will of God, so we simply say to all listeners that if we are going to be on July 1st, 2010 on, we're going to need to have the funds raised ahead of time. So we're going to have a 1 minute's worth per broadcast of a commercial that says, listen, if you believe in the program, if you believe in the content and what it's all about and the work that we do and what I do at Shatter and Preemption Broadcast, if you want the show, if you want to invest in a total program, we need to do that. You got to know. And we simply resign that to the Lord. If the door stays open, we'll continue. If this door of live radio closes at this month due to the financing, we will, again, check shatterthedarkness.net and see how we will continue. This is one of our outlets of getting the broadcasts out. So you're invited to help if you believe in it, if you benefit from it, if you feel led, go to Shatter the and scroll down to the left side, take a look at where it says support. You can read and you can take a look. We deeply appreciate those who have. We've got indicators from 4, 5, or 6 people that want to. We need to see 20 people. The kind of admits, $10, $20, all kind of stuff. All those who've listened to me for over 2 years knows that we have never once ever invited anybody publicly on these broadcasts or podcasts funding. We're not going to go the commercial route, so we're slipping out as a do to invest. So look and pray about it. We'll be mentioning it Friday night, next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we will assess by the end of that week what we can do. We trust the Lord, and we ask God's blessing on you, and let's move now into the fifth seal of the book of Revelation. And let me tell you again, this is absolutely enormous. We said Revelation 5 shows God holds the infallible, infinite. That's where the source of this data, the revelation, the content comes from. It is given in prophetic drama, in pictorial form. It is communication in pictorial form to give the dramatic impact of these global events. After you've studied and seen the implications of the four horsemen, the white, the red, the black, the pale, all inseparably connected, almost like layer upon layer upon layer. The incredible impact to the world, the death of millions, the devastating effects. It's simply all about the dramatic chaos that will bring the ability of the globalists to come into power. But what most are not talking about is that it is sheerly empowered, directed, guided by real satanic force and power. It can't happen otherwise. So along with the unprecedented manifestation of the dark powers is the developments, political ideologies that bend everything to globalism. The behind the scene, which most do not know, is the development of the troops Just like in Nazi Germany, you cannot have the political ideology come into force, come into power, come into rule and reign without the force, military. And so there will be the troops of Antichrist. When the chaos breaks out and men butcher one another, the Greek word meaning in the context of like animal butchery or sacrifice. Interesting word in the context of the red horse. Here we come now to Revelation 6:10 and 9, verses 9 and 10, where the fifth seal and the Lamb of God, again, the source of the opening of the infallible revelation that comes from God. As the seal is broken and the revelation is unfolded, here's what we see. John now, in this pictorial side, sees the future. This clearly has not yet occurred, though in Rome, throughout 2,000 years, in Russia, in China, in Arabic countries, in the Sudan, around the world, there has been massive persecution. We'll talk about some of that in this context tonight also. When the fifth seal is opened, the revelation of the future is under the altar. And if you go back to the Old Testament, the concept of after the sacrifice, things that are thrown down, the blood specifically, under the altar. The idea of the blood, life is in the blood. Here John sees the souls of them that were slain. The souls of them that were slain. Clearly, without question, take a look at the context, take a look at this. These are those who've believed in the living Christ, obeyed and followed the word of God. These are those who are not dead in the sense of utterly dead, nothing else afterwards. No, these are those who have died, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Here is the picture of those slain during the outbreak of the red horse, and maybe even in the context of the pale horse. In both the red and the pale horses, millions will die. And it seems very clear that the red horse, and hear this testimony, this revelation, after it's done, after the white horse, after the red, after the black, after the pale, here's the result. Here's what's afterwards. There are probably millions here in this depiction of the souls, the living individuals. You see, that would include you. If you're a believer in Christ and you were persecuted and martyred and you go absent from the body, present with the Lord. The reality is you're alive. You're there. It's clear that they know in the context here versus, well, these two verses, 9 and 10, that they know what occurred. They know the human butchery to the point that they were literally sacrifices. Again, I point you to the red horse, to the reality that power is given to take peace from the earth and to cause, to make men. It's not a word for war. It's a word for civil insurrection, for butchery. It is even used in the context of human, well, or of animal sacrifice and butchering them. And so here's the idea of the butchering. Two things are very clear. Revelation 6, 9, it's Christians, it's believers in Christ that have been butchered, that have been killed. Under the context of the pale horse, one fourth of the earth, and they die by, now this case, war, famine, plagues or diseases, if not chemical and other things, but also the beast of the earth, which has a reference to demonized, if not hybrids. And so, again, believers. Did you see the title on the Shatter the Darkness website? We reposted everything tonight because we changed things since missing Monday night. And tonight it was simply the title, The Fifth Seal and the Persecution of Believers in the Red Hot Chaos subtitle, Welcome to Globalism. Everybody talking about globalism, even on an economic scale. And listen, the other night I listened to George Norrie engage an individual that has a book out that deals with the financial crisis and the things that are occurring in the world. There's a control. A central control of money. You can check it out in Switzerland, and you see there's control of the banks, control of the money. Follow the billions and billions of dollars. Literally, globalism, who has a leader, Antichrist, actually, politically, militarily, and all that they need to do to clean up and present a counterfeit world peace and new era. They're going to need trillions of dollars. You want to know where all the money's going? Follow the money. No question about the coffers. That's why I've said the other day that, in my opinion, the Antichrist has already been born. That he and the regime, the troops, and the massive, massive spiritual buildup is bulging at the seams. We are simply feeling it, hearing it, and seeing this spilling over around the world. But you wait until the restrainer is removed. The red horse comes out as a bat out of hell. They tell me for years that they're going to target believers. They tell me that chosen ones, that is, those who have been split, subpersonalities, programmed, demonized, they have been placed in churches, in government, in law enforcement, in all segments of society. We've said again and again, 4 million, 5 million, some believe 10 million. 4 or 5 million intact, prepared, ready, that when they are triggered, the programming empowered by demon spirits will unleash a bloodshed. Yes, anarchy in the world. Yes, killing and random and chaotic and anarchy and all of that. But in the context, they're very clear. They're going to target believers. Did the communists in North Korea, in breaking into South Korea in the past, in the Korean War, did they target pastors, Christian leaders? Did they burn churches, shoot believers? Did they bury alive pastors and their whole families? Yes. Did Russian atheistic communists take believers? Did they send them to Siberia? Did they psychologically mistreat them? Did they torture them? Yes. Did the Nazis go after believers too? And were they going to go after believers on a world scale? Absolutely. What about the blowing up of churches in Iraq? What about being a believer in Christ in Saudi Arabia, in Iran, in some of those countries? What about the Philippines? What about Sudan? I don't know if you've ever read Fox's Book of Martyrs. Under the Roman persecutions, the emperor worship, the demonic power, the literally fallen cherub mounting the entire political military structure under a spiritual force, presence, belief system. Why did they have to kill the believers? Why did they have to slaughter Christians? I mean, a Christian is a human being that has believed in the love of God, accepted the grace of the love of God, testified that Jesus Christ is alive from the dead, that he is Lord. But in demonized political systems where Satan seeks lordship, where Satan has his throne, that is not going to be permitted where his presence is manifest. And you better believe very clearly that is the globalism that, oh, all of them talk about, masqueraded in the New Age sense. It is a fierce Luciferic sense that has already plotted the annihilation of believers in the chaos, the annihilation of more believers in the development, by Revelation chapter 7, it may be that there's an edict given by the Antichrist to slaughter believers worldwide. Why? Read Revelation 7. Read where it talks about John seeing, well, martyred believers in heaven from every tribe, language, nation, and people. Implication? A worldwide assault on believers. Martyrdom. Very clearly, my insight and belief on it is that it's an attempt to annihilate any and all believers. That is the nature of the dark side. It cannot be any other way. Don't forget, in the heavenlies, it began with an insurrection to annihilate God and take his throne. Then come to the earth when that couldn't happen and take humanity. Let me say to you, my friend, really quickly here, you and I, as humanity, we were the ignorant, stupid ones that opened the door by our joining a lie, rejecting God, thrusting God out, and embracing. That's why there is sin. That's why there is death, rape, war, the craziness of this world. Today, I watched a police officer being attacked, having to literally, physically, he punched a woman in the face in battling a number of individuals. We watched thousands coming to a concert that was canceled riot. Around the world, enormous political things are occurring. The oil is still gushing out in the Gulf, and it's literally events that are known worldwide and becoming impacting the world worldwide. But we haven't seen anything yet. Though it's just beneath our feet, though it's just behind the veil, though it's just under the surface of the waters, yet God, with restrainer, holds back into the proper time. One of the reasons is your salvation. One of the reasons is what God is doing in his mission. It is important to know what the satanic agenda, what these revelation in the book of Revelation show to us. As a believer in Christ, to be literally given the playbook and see, so that like Peter in Acts chapter 2, when the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel actually occurred, he could say, this is that, which the prophet Joel prophesied about. The unprecedented alternative spiritual movement that has come like a frog in the kettle, with the behind-the-scenes luciferic development, the regime of the Antichrist, the birth, the troops, the soldiers, and now probably the operating presence, though behind the scenes, in political affairs in Europe, would be the Antichrist himself. He will do many, many things prior to the visible revelation. In their playbook, as revealed in the book of Revelation 6, comes persecution and slaughter of believers in Christ. The red horse, specifically the pale horse included, results in the revelation of the fifth seal. The souls of them that were slain. See the word slain? A word that means slaughtered. A word that means those who have been killed directly. Well, again, you know where the word comes from? Svadzo. Svadzo. It can be used, and I'm reading literally here, just in a small sense, many other places, but in Strong's, quote, a primary verb to butcher, especially an animal for food or in sacrifice, or generally to slaughter violently. You know, that word is used when we refer to the red horse, and men will butcher one another. Svadzo. See, it's not referring literally to war. That's found under the pale horse, rather. That's a different word altogether. But here, svadzo, in the red horse, a reference to a butchering, a slaughtering, with even the hint or concept of sacrifice. Here now in Revelation 6, 9 and 10. Believers, alive in heaven now, slain, svadzo, butchered, there they are. Can I stop for a moment and say this? Reading Fox's Book of Martyrs, you will find that there were believers who looked at the executioners and ahead of time prayed for them, forgave them, and told them that they were not holding this against them. They would be released, and like Stephen in the Book of Acts, would soon, instantly, absent from that physical body, be in the presence of the Lord. Unbelievably, we have to ask the question, in the Sudan, in Muslim countries, in old, deep, committed, communist, atheistic Russia, in China, back as far as Rome 2,000 years ago, why would they want to kill another human being who simply believes in a Savior that died on the cross and gives the gift of eternal life? Because he loves us and he wants us. Why would anybody be so absolutely incensed, like Saul of Tarsus, to go and drag believers in Christ off to prisons, to stand there holding clothes while Stephen is stoned and slaughtered and killed, martyred, there in the Book of Acts, giving applause and giving approval? Does a Muslim know why they take a machete there in the Sudan and slaughter women? Taking teenagers who believe in Christ, telling them to renounce Christ, become a Muslim, or to be thrown into the fires. In a video put out by the Voice of the Martyrs that continually reveals the persecution of the church worldwide, which most people have no idea is literally off the scales compared to anything else. I watched a video of a young black South African. I watched as he beamed with a joy and a love as he talked about Jesus Christ when the Muslims came and they demanded him to renounce Christ or be thrown into the fires. He would not renounce Christ. He was thrown into the fires. When you look at the body of this young boy, he almost looks like he's been melted, crippled and melted. Yet years later now, studying and loving Jesus Christ, with a maimed, crippled, melted-looking body, the smile on his face, the presence of the living Christ pours through his speech and his demeanor. During the days of Rome, the emperor, one of them actually had a coin, like a silver dollar that was made in Rome. And on it, it said, "The Christian religion is dead." The goal of the emperor of Rome at that time and the Nero, and listen, the gathering of believers, and this is the scattering of believers, this is the catacombs, this is where so many were coming to Christ, so many of the Romans and pagans and others in that decadent, hedonistic emperor worship where blood cults of Bacchus and others and the old goddess worship, all of it was there. But as citizens of Rome that would begin to turn to Christ and have the living Christ in their lives and declare Jesus as Lord. Remember the story of Polycarp, student of Irenaeus, who was a student and disciple, I believe, of the Apostle John. He was being hunted down by the soldiers and was given dreams and went from place to place until God finally said, "Run no more." The soldiers came, respecting Polycarp, the aged man, some say in his 80s. he was taken to, well, the place where he was to either take a pinch of incense, throw it into the fire, and declare that Caesar is Lord, meaning Caesar is God. He is despot. He is the ruler, the supreme power. Polycarp would not. Polycarp's answer to the emperor and to the Romans waiting for Christian blood was that for some 80 years he had known and served the Lord Jesus Christ. How then can I deny my only sovereign and Lord? The scream light the fires. The fires were lit. Winds came and blew them out. Again the scream and the command from the emperor came, light the fires, and again the winds blew them out. Polycarp, bound, waiting. His undaunting testimony of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. That's why he was there. That's why he was tied to the post. And a third time they lit the fires. The fires continued, and Polycarp was burned to death at one moment in his life. One split second when he left the physical destroyed body, absent from that body, present with the Lord. He has been there with the rest in paradise with Christ for almost 2,000 years. To the Luciferians, to the atheists, to those who may not even know why they want to slaughter those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ, who believe in the Bible. Globalists on a secular side should understand that a spirit that guides the globalism, it's all about control, so that it can wield its power, its agenda. Once the total control is taken, you got to remember the two witnesses of God for 3.5 years will come. No one can touch them. No one can kill them. They prophesy. They do sign and wonder. Those who have believed in the rise of the Antichrist and the globalism will hate this. They've taken sides. You must take a side. Luciferians, you have taken a side. In discussing with some of you face to face, and when demonization came to the surface, you could see the bloodlust, the sheer declarations. We shall make the troops of Adolf Hitler, the Nazi SS, we shall make them look like choir boys compared to how ferocious we will be. One demonized chosen one on the ground, handcuffed and leg chained. That which was created inside him and programmed, and the demonization came forward in front of all the cops, everybody in the room. And the scream and the voice that said, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." Do you understand the dark side? Do you understand the nature? You ever read Revelation 12 that Satan knows his time is short? He is furious. Furious. There is an emotional, passionate, satanically fiery rage that will be unleashed during the Red Horse. And Savadzo, a butchering of believers. Here now in chapter 6, verse 9. The souls that are in heaven, believers who've been martyred, they were slain. Svadzo. They also were butchered. Here is the reason why: the word of God and the testimony in reference to Jesus Christ. That's all. In reference to Jesus Christ. in the days of Rome, in the days of Muslim invaders, and today in the Sudan and other places. Renounce Christ, come under the lordship of another, and you can live. Really? Have you read about the second death? Have you read about the lake of fire? Have you read about destiny? Do you know the difference between heaven and hell? Do you know the gift of God that is in Christ? The reason that Jesus, God in human flesh, died on a cross, rose from the dead, blasting apart the finality of death, ascended, glorified back into the heavens from whence he came. Oh, glorification is coming, dear believer in Christ. Indestructible, immortal bodies, Revelation 19:11, you are there. The souls we're reading about here in this verse, and all the rest that we read about in the book of Revelation, which is to come in the future, and all those in the last 2,000 years, as a matter of fact, all believers in God in through Christ, those who have accepted God's way out of sin, Satan, death, hell, those who have taken God's way out. You know where they're found? In the book of Revelation 19:11. If you're a believer in Christ, there you are. I'm not going to read it to you. You'll have to look it up. Memorize it. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are in prophecy. You are seen coming out of the heavens in a descent, a sovereign descent that involves the annihilation of the pinnacle of demonic manifestation, presence, power, globalism, super soldiers, all of it. The end of death, the end of war, the end of rape, the end of disease, the end of those who destroy the earth. The end. I don't know if you've done a deep study here in Revelation 6:9. It's all because the testimony they hold. And as a believer in Christ, you do not have to be afraid or ashamed. There will be those, as I have seen through the years, being attacked by demonized individuals that hate the fact that Christ is in me or in you. I have seen their vengeance. I have seen their reveling in harm. I have seen their cries. Oh, they're coming. These are the legions. But they shall not rule. Oh, they will attempt. See, the armies, the Luciferians, chosen ones, super soldiers, globalist political leaders, all of you, you're also in prophecy. Revelation 19:19. And 1920. You might want to get this, write it on a paper, stick it on a wall, and look at it, because we're not there yet, but we may be, but 5, 6, 7 years, I don't know how many years away. The souls under the altar here in Revelation 6:10, they cried out in a loud voice, "How long, Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" Three things to notice. Number one, there is the concept of avenging the blood of the martyrs, of judgment on those who have slaughtered believers. You can read about this also in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, where relief is going to be given to any human being that has believed in Christ worldwide under the growing critical mass and push of Luciferic globalism. Will there be an antagonism against believers in Christ and the Word of God? You see that in the demonic doctrine. You see it in the demonization. You see it in the New Age. They're all about denouncing, changing, deifying Christ, changing, renouncing, getting rid of the Word of God, and replacing it with another. Just like in Genesis 3. Reject God, reject His Word. Accept an alternative revelation. That's what Edgar Cayce did, Nostradamus did, what you remote viewers are doing, what psychics and New Agers are doing. It's real, but lethally wrong. And you will lose your soul. You might say, well, I won't be slaughtered, you know, as a believer in the coming days. Well, who's going to do the slaughtering? In the edict to kill believers worldwide, Revelation 7, who's going to do the actual slaughtering? Who are the troops? Look at the implications. The troops of Antichrist that are being and have been prepared, they want to go. They are targeting. They already know. They're going to go after believers. Now, this is true in the days of Rome. This is true in the days of communist Russia and China and the Sudan and when the North Korean communists came down against South Korea. The concept of targeting. Because behind that kind of slaughter, that kind of agenda, behind that political ideology is a different spirit. It is the spirit of Antichrist. It is the presence. Jesus called him a murderer, the father of lies. Breathing down the necks of those that he mounts, guides, controls, possesses through demonic through a demonic hierarchy. Well, they shall. So this great crowd, this great group of individuals crying out, and notice what they say. You got to read this very carefully in your studies. Hear and only hear the Lord Jesus glorified in heaven, crying out to God. They call him despot. The idea that though a new despot on the earth is attempting to be God of the earth and take control and do the stuff and have the power, the souls martyred now crying out to the Lord say, you, O despot. This means you who hold the sovereign power, you who have the total, absolute sovereign power, and you are holy and you are true. I tell you what, circle this verse and then read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. In the unveiling, in the epiphany of the Lord, in the unveiling of Christ, the prose. Listen, it's those who have rejected God, those who will take the mark that need to be concerned. Well, we've run out of time. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. We pray that those who don't know Christ will come to Christ. Believers, become as powerful and as strong as you can. Good night.